Mineral Area College basketball is on the air. KREI, J98, and MIMOinfo.com is your voice for Cardinal athletics.
6-5, Wilson left wing driving at 3-2. Cameron blocked the shot! Cameron blocked the shot! And it's out of bounds with 1.1 seconds remaining. Zach Cameron with a huge block, his 61st of the season, puts him in the top 15 in the country.
Join us throughout the season for every dunk, three-point shot, and buzzer-beating win.
Forbes looks in, nobody there, drives it now, curls it off the window. The reverse layup for Holly Forbes. 15 for the freshman out of North County.
Both the Cardinal basketball teams are gunning for region championships, looking to challenge the rest of the country and advance to the national tournament.
Now here's Golden. Golden slicing down the middle of the lane. The runner falls for her. Allie Golden with 12 points. She drives right by.
It's Matt Cardinal Basketball on Regional Radio KREI, J98, and MIMOinfo.com.
This is Edwards slashing down the left side of the line, rises up, and thumps his man down to the ground. The Tomahawk Jam. Maurice Edwards coming off a trampoline and dropping an anvil.
Now let's go courtside with Chad Speaker and Kevin Thurman for your pregame show.
We're courtside at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse, and I guess we say Happy President's Day to you today. In order of George and Abe and everybody else, we'll do a little Mineral Area College Cardinal basketball for you this afternoon. The Mac Lady Cardinals, Kevin, they had a seven-game winning streak going, and it kind of felt like they were climbing that hill and facing that major challenge, and unfortunately didn't fail the test against Three Rivers. We think they'll get another shot at them, but in order to do so, they'll have to win some games in the tournament, and they'd like to finish strong here in this regular season. A Crowder Rough Rider team that comes in at 12-15 on the year, 3-4 on the season. Mineral Area College was able to defeat them at Crowder earlier this year, 65-56. We'll talk a little bit about that game, but let's talk about the Cardinal roster, though. First of all, today, as two starters are not going to be in uniform today, we knew that Natalia Lalich had an ankle that was really hurting her, and we didn't know if she would play much last game. Well, she played 22 minutes, but kind of suffered for it, and she'll be out this game. And then we also saw Mason McWilliams come off the floor during that matchup against Three Rivers, and she really looked in a lot of pain, and she's on crutches today.
Yeah, so that's two of your starters that are going to be out, not only today, probably the rest of the week, and then we'll kind of reevaluate it at that time. So it's time for some reserves to step up. And so, yeah, just like Lainey Bell did when Lalich went out the first time, Lainey Bell really stepped up, so we needed someone else to step up today.
That was Lainey Bell's coming out party, man.
Yes,
I mean, she was awesome. 23 points in that ball game just 9 days ago. 7 for 14, and just what a spark she provided. Today, that opportunity is going to go to Claire Bussey.
Yeah, how about that? You know, Claire hasn't had a lot of opportunities throughout the year, so today she gets to start, and this will be a good time for her to show how she's been progressing. And like I said, from high school to now, it's quite a difference because she's really aggressive with the ball. She's a lot quicker, and her shot just continues to improve. She's got a nice-looking shot, and she'll hit it from inside and also from the three-point line.
Claire now shooting 49% overall, and she certainly helps this team. Looks a lot more comfortable with every outing. I look back at the last game, Kevin, and I always – whenever we're in kind of the second meeting with somebody, I always kind of try to figure out a little bit statistically. You watch the game, but then you take a look at the stats. You say, well, where was this thing won and lost? And it's kind of interesting because the Crowder Rough Riders outshot Mac from the field, 36%, 35%, so about a push there. But from the three-point line, Crowder was able to outshoot Mineral Area College 39% to 25%. You're thinking, well, didn't shoot the ball very well. How did we win? Well, we shot 9 more field goals, so we had more tries there. We shot 7 more free throws, so we had a few more tries there. We were a +9 on the rebounds, and we were +7 on the turnover margin. So it kind of demonstrates, you know, okay, every day you're not going to necessarily shoot your best, but that's not an excuse to play well enough to win, though.
Right, and this has been a really well fundamental team. So we're talking about rebound, we're talking about blocking out, being in the right position, talking about turnover, taking care of the ball. You know, and this all, you know, this whole year, that's been one of the best things about this team is the fundamentals and how they take care of the ball and how they rebound, how they have shot the ball pretty well and then hold opponents to a low shooting percentage. So we'll see how that goes today.
The defense certainly has been solid the entire year. Mineral Area College holding the opposition to 33.7% on the season. That's 15th in the country from three-point range. The Mineral Area College defense, 15th in the country, holding the opposition to 25.7 on the year. And something that you'd mentioned right there, they have done a good job rebounding the basketball. They're almost always undersized, and yet they're almost a plus six in the rebound category.
Well, and that's because they all go in and rebound. Yeah. You know, it's they'll get more rebounds out of guards than most teams will.
Right, yeah. I guess I did say they were undersized, and I think most of when you think about the post, I guess,
right.
When you think about that most of the time. But we have talked about a lot this year is the fact that their guards are big. In fact, their point guard leads this team in block shots.
Yeah, and you'll see her, the point guard, Kiana Williams, you'll see her getting at least 5 or 6, 7 rebounds in this game as well.
Crowder Rough Riders are 12-15 on the year, but they are 3-4 inside of Region 16, and Mineral Area College is 6-2. Crowder does have three more region games to play, including this one, and so statistically, they are still in it for that second place spot. Mineral Area College, if they want that 2 seed, still does have a little bit of work to do.
Yeah, and of course, the little worry is, of course, they are missing 2 starters, and so this is a game. If they can get this game, they're pretty much sewed up the 2 spot there, and that'll be huge. You want the 1 or 2 spot if you can get it. They're not going to get the 1 due to that loss of 3 of us, but if they can win this one or win Saturday with State Fair, they'll get the 2 spot.
All right, you're listening to the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington. For all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs, let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve on the outer service road at the Ledington exit at online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. It's President's Day basketball right here on Super Talk 800. That's Kevin Thurman. I'm Chad Speaker. Third member of our team today, Jack Sadler. He'll be engineering and operating our ball game today. And coming up next, our pregame talk with the head coach of the Cardinals, Gary Cook. We'll do that in 2 minutes right here on Super Talk 800.
At Toyota, our President's Day sales event is calling, and it's a great time to get a monumental deal on a new Toyota. Go from sea to shining sea in the roomy 2019 Highlander with 5 USB ports and available rear seat entertainment. Kick back in the Highlander's quiet interior and easily fit your whole crew and all your gear with ample adjustable cargo space. And you'll enjoy peace of mind as you explore the home of the brave, because the Highlander comes with our advanced safety system standard at no extra cost. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, our no-cost maintenance plan with roadside assistance. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Learn more at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Covers normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. See Toyota dealer for details and exclusions. Valid only in the continental U.S. and Alaska. Roadside assistance does not include parts and fluids except in emergency fuel delivery.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Serenity Hospice Care's registered nurse, Jackie Mayner.
My story with Elmer actually starts with his wife, Clara. I started seeing them a couple of times a month, and Larry, that's their son, their only son. We were able to sit down and talk and ease his fears, and that's what hospice does. We're able to sit down and educate families and allow them that time. The best portion of being a field nurse for hospice care is the fact that you're able to go in and care for that patient and that family at one of the hardest times of their lives. When I think of Elmer, it's like thinking of my second father, and I can remember him with such joy and know that I was able to make a difference in his life to the very end. Hospice work is not a career. It's a calling, and it makes life beautiful in all its stages.
Great to be joined by Coach Gary Cook now of the Mineral Area College Cardinals, and a nod to the Presidents today, huh?
Yeah, right. We're honoring.
Let's go Presidents. Let's go Cardinals. It seemed like the team was climbing a hill. You know, you'd won 7 straight and kind of were looking forward to get to that peak against Three Rivers, and you got the lead in the second half and didn't have quite enough to get over the top at the end. But does it almost feel like kind of a reset? Okay, we're past that game, and now let's go ahead and finish the thing?
Yeah, we have to. We didn't coach very well that night, and we certainly didn't play. But you got to, you know, they were better than us, and they outcoached us. So you got to give them their due. And now we do have to reset. We practiced hard yesterday, even though we played Wednesday night or Saturday night. And we practiced hard yesterday, and today we had discussions on, you know, what's right about this team, what's wrong about this team, or, you know, do you think that's the end of the world, or what, you know. And so we had some good discussions, and now we got to come out and just play basketball. We got to keep it simple and not rush into all this stuff that I was rushing into.
Do you do that with every team, kind of have those discussions, and does it, and do you encourage everybody to kind of participate, to get buy-in and everything?
Yeah. We try to. Sometimes we do it individually throughout the year, and that's a big Briley deal, you know, and take him to the side and talk softly. I'm not a big, you know, I'm going to call them out the way I see them. I don't care who's standing around. Yeah. But it was a good discussion this morning, I think. I did most of the disgusting.
It's a tough stretch, man. You have a game Saturday, one day of rest. You have a game today, one day of rest, and then you travel to Indiana. That's a tough stretch at the end of the year.
Yeah. Whatever we do today, I think we're going to give them off tomorrow and just go up Wednesday and play. And possibly do light. We usually weightlift after a game, and so we'll probably weightlift and shoot a little bit on Thursday and then try to get a game plan for State Fair. These region games are important. If we can hold on and win these next two region games, we'll get the second seed.
Yep.
If we falter, which is a possibility, then we'll have to play the play-in game.
I looked at the last game against Crowder, and it was interesting because they outshot you in that game, but percentage-wise. But you had 9 more field goal attempts. You had 7 more free throw attempts. You were a +7 on turnovers, and you were a +9 on rebounds. So it shows you that even if you don't shoot the ball as well, if you play the game better, other than that, you can still win.
Yeah, and that's why you can't have a bad defensive day, you know. I thought our defense was really poor. They really took it to us on that cherry picking and that kind of thing.
Oh, for Three Rivers, yeah. I was talking about the Crowder game.
Yeah. I skipped that. Yeah, you're right on that. And we're not a very good shooting team if you really look at it. You know, it's not a wow job. Holly's close to 60% from what she does best. But everybody else is, you know, just average. We're hoping they pick it up, you know.
You'd be compromised today. I saw Mason coming in on crutches. I didn't like to see that. Natalia's not in uniform. You're going to go with Claire, who really has gotten better all year, and then Lainey, who has given you a spark sometimes off the bench.
You know, I just want to play Lainey. I she aggravates the heck out of me with her defense, and that's probably the thing that's kept her out the most is that preparation. And Claire, like you say, is improving, and I hope Claire, you know, sometimes some of these kids that we don't start come off and they look like they're in bewilderment.
Yeah.
You know, they just kind of,
yeah.
You know, and they got to play, and that's my fault early in the year of not doing that as much as I should. But, you know, I'm proud of these freshmen. They've really stepped up. This has been an unusual year for us. We're usually top heavy with sophomores, and we got the two. You know, we got the two sophomores, and hopefully these freshmen will step up today.
Mack and Crowder, we've got it for you next right here on Super Talk 800 KREI.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
We're your official government weather reporting station, the voice of Missouri's Parkland, AM 800 KREI, Farmington, Ironton, the Arcadia Valley.
I like it. Hopefully these girls have some fun today here on President's Day at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. And let's meet your starters, courtesy of Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. Crowder Rough Riders will start Maya Wright, a 5'9 sophomore from Luther, Oklahoma. 8 points for her, nearly seven rebounds. Courtney Shipley is a 6.8 scorer, 5'6 freshman from Ava, Missouri. Alex Vogt goes 5'10 sophomore, 13.2 points, leads him at 7.5 rebounds. She's from Carl Junction, Missouri. Megan Banamir is a 5'11 sophomore from Fort Smith, Arkansas, 10.2 points for her. And Aubrey Ayers is a 5'6 sophomore from Stigler, Oklahoma, 3.3 points. Their leading scorer actually coming off the bench today, Ellie Williams at 13.5. Mac, well, you heard Kevin and I talk before the introduction of the starters that there would be two different starters in the starting lineup today for Mac because of injury. Laney Bell, the 5'9 sophomore from Hohenwald, Tennessee, a 5'9 sophomore. She put in 23 against Crowder last time, averages 4.5. Claire Bussey, a 2-point scorer on the year, 6'1 freshman from Farmington. Kiana Williams is in the starting lineup, 5'11 freshman from Ankeny, Iowa, 5.8 points and 3 assists to lead them there. And Caitlin Holmes is a 5'9 freshman, a 5.8 score out of Central. Holly Forbes, your All-American, 16 points and 10 rebounds, 5'9, a sophomore from North County. All right, time for your tip-off brought to us by New Era Bank. Easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at newerabank.com. Tap is won by the Crowder Rough Riders. They have the basketball. It's Aubrey Ayers starting it to Shipley at the head of the circle. Now back up top to Ayers, and now to Shipley. They enter it deep this time now, and good defense by Laney Bell right there on the jumper from the left low block that will not fall for Shipley. Mac in their home whites with the red numbers and letters and a black outline, and Crowder in their road blacks with the blue numbers and the white outline. Check of the uniforms brought to you by Serenity Hospice. Peace of mind when it matters most. This is Claire Bussey over to the right wing, and now a drive left of the lane, taking it all the way in was Williams. Huge contact, no call, but gets her own rebound and sticks it back in. At 5'11 and good strong frame, you're not going to knock her off of the try by just one chance, and a good offensive rebound by Kiana, and pops it back and through. Kiana also averaging over 4.5 rebounds per game from that point guard spot. Three-pointer by Shipley won't fall, long rebound, and it's taken by Bussey. Bussey works it over to Williams. We stride our way up the floor. Holly Forbes, Kevin, coming off that 23.16 rebound performance. And seems like you can always count on Holly. She's over on that left low block, head of the circle. This is Bussey. And now Bussey launches for three. She's 1-for-10 out there and missed that one off to the left. So now 1-for-11, a 2-0 lead for Mack. And now here's a fake and a drive by Bandamier, but great job by Forbes. Staying in front of her there. They spin it over to the left wing. That's for Vogt. Vogt thought she walked. No call. Good defense by Williams. And now a steal by Caitlin Holmes. Caitlin will hand it over to Williams. 8:15 remaining in our first quarter of play, and just 2 points so far. Those going up and through by Kiana Williams. Now here's Holly getting deep, misses it. Rebound is tapped out, and Holly touched it last. Mack doing a good job getting deep in this defense, though, early on, even though they missed the shot there. Crowder basketball. Courtney Shipley running point, 5'6 freshman from Ava, Missouri. Scored 12 with two rebounds in the previous meeting just 9 days ago. Now to the head of the circle is Ayers. Ayers plays it over to the right wing. Shipley popping out of the top is Maya Wright. Maya over to the left wing. That's Alex Vogt. Vogt comes off a screen, and Lainey Bell does a nice job picking her up right there. Swing it over to the right side. Bandemir for three. Right over the top of Forbes. Megan Bandemir has her 43rd three-point make of the year. She shoots 35% from outside of the arc. Second on the team in three-point makes. And a 3-2 lead for Crowder. So each team has made one shot. Lainey Bell comes right back and bombs away from the left side. She shoots 42%, her 16th made three of the year. And for Lainey, the offense really is all about opportunity. They'd like her to get maybe a little bit more aggressive on the defensive side. But, Kevin, I think Laney's already played a couple of nice defensive possessions so far. That time she moves the feet, gets in the passing lane, and Mineral Area College has it on the steal. Up the floor, here's Bell on the right wing. Flies it high to the head of the circle. That's two. Williams over to the left wing, and an air ball three-pointer by Bussey. And diving out of bounds to save it back in is Holmes. A 5-3 lead for Mineral Area College. 6:59 remaining in our first quarter of play as we broadcast from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth here courtside of the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse. 5-3 lead for Mack on the three-pointer by Bell. Top of the key right. Right watched by Bell. Over to the left wing, Shipley. Shipley plays to the top of the circle is Bandemir. Bandemir hit the three earlier. That's been the only scoring so far for Crowder. Top of the key, Shipley. Right back, Bandemir. Bandemir pump fake on a three. Forbes does a great job moving the feet, staying in front. And now they enter it underneath to Vogt. Vogt working on Williams. Williams plays a great D and has a little smile to go along with it. She says, "You're not getting by me."
Well, she plays such good. Alex Vogt likes to take the ball to the hole. She tries to get fouls drawn against her, and so does a good job for Kiana.
Stop and go drive by Kiana. Misses the runner right there. We're headed the other way right. And Crowder pushing it from our left to our right with right. And Wright throws it, well, to our right and out of bounds. Turns it over. First sub for Crowder right here will be Bethany Gilkey out of Danville, Arkansas, 5'10 sophomore, scoring five a game. And we see Sydney Linney checking in, a 5'6 sophomore from Neosha. She's a hometown product right there. And then Ellie Williams, actually the leading scorer for this team, a 5'10 sophomore, scoring 13.5 a game, but she was very quiet in the previous meeting with only 2 points and two rebounds. It's Mack by a pair, 5-3, 6 minutes remaining in our first quarter of play. They'll run Forbes at the head of the circle here. She faces up, plays it back outside for Bell. Bell between the circles, to the right wing Bussey, down to the right corner. This is Holmes entering it. That's Forbes. Forbes slams her way inside. She's got that little pump fake. Holly gives up inches usually when she gets deep. But, Kevin, first of all, she eats space, but she's just got that little pump fake, and she holds those shot blockers with that pump fake. Oh, mercy, a transition three by Shipley. She comes down and sails it in. So Shipley is the number one three-point shooter on this Rough Rider team at 43% on the year. That's her 51st made three. So you've got Shipley and Bandemir, the top 2 3-point shooters on this team, each making a three. Bell drives it, shoots it, missed it, but it got her own rebound, returns it back outside, and Mack has another chance. A drive by Forbes against a double team. You better get more people. That one's going down.
That's right. Good move. And, again, she's been doing a lot more going to her left as she did right there.
9-6 lead for Mineral Area College. Two threes going down for the Crowder Rough Riders so far. That's their only scoring. Another three on the way by Shipley, and she buries that one. So rattled that one home. And, Kevin, it feels like Mineral Area College has outplayed Crowder, but that three-pointer changes everything.
Yeah, they play a pack line, so they don't help a lot on those threes. So they're on her, they're going to have to get out there and guard her a little tighter.
The whole idea is to keep everything in front and outside, and, yes, that means you can go over the top with it. Head of the circle, that's Holmes. Over to Bell on the right wing. Bell has a three already in this game. Now they swing it to the left corner. Williams entering it to Forbes. Forbes against a good double team again and scores it again. 6 points for Holly Forbes and an 11-9 lead for Mack. Well, they're running double teams of Holly right now, and it just doesn't matter. Now to the right wing, Linney is outside of the arc, plays it to the top to Bandemir. Now over to the left wing, Shipley. Pump fake from 25 feet, didn't let that one go. Here's Williams at the head of the circle, and Williams looking high-low now to Bandemir. Bandemir working on Williams and stepped on the baseline. and Kiana Williams playing some tremendous defense. You've got Megan Vandermeer at 5'11", probably not used to a point guard that can move her feet like that, right, guarding her. But with the great height of Williams, she can do that. She's so versatile defensively.
She really is. And, you know, another person I was watching playing some good defense there was Claire Bussey. You know, Claire's coming in and guarding Williams there. They're trying to get the ball into Williams, so Claire is playing such good, strong defense that she didn't give them an opportunity to get the ball into Williams.
And Lane Efteleni Belgin in a few passing lanes.
Right.
Do some help side. So, yep, all the buckets from the outside. Three threes, an 11-9 lead for Mac. 4:07 remaining in the first quarter. Let's take just a 30-second timeout right here on SuperTalk 800.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
Nine the score, 4:07 remaining in the first quarter of play. Minerva Valerie College by two on your Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy scoreboard. Committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. On the right wing, that's Bussey to the head of the circle. Williams right back to Claire on the wing. Down to the right corner, here's Forbes with the basketball. Holmes trying to set up inside. She's covered up. Head of the circle, it's Sedari. Back to the right wing, and Bussey with it. Forbes calling for it. Sedari drives, plays to Holly, 18-footer, and that one is short. And Holly tracks down her own rebound from the head of the circle, but she saves it back in. And Vogt grabbed it and headed the other way. Bussey blocks the shot. Claire's fourth block of the year and an athletic play in transition D. And how about Holly Forbes, out of the 10 players on the floor, was the furthest away from her own shot when she let it go, and she's the one that tracked it down flying out of bounds.
Yeah, it seemed like everybody else just kind of gave up on it, and she went flying after it and was able to kind of save it and just barely went over to the Crowder's hands there.
Drive by Williams. She's fouled. The ball dislodged from her. Lenny picks up her first personal. Kiana left of the bucket along the baseline, puts it in for Forbes in the left corner. Out of the circle, that's Bussey with the basketball. Over to Williams, right of the lane. She's outside of the arc, goes to the left hand, drives to the free throw line, turns it over. Bad one to Vogt. That's one of those live ball turnovers, and Vogt has an easy layup the other way. The first bucket for the Rough Riders occurring inside of the three-point arc, and we are tied at 11. Mac basketball. Crowder actually led by a point after one quarter in the last meeting between these two. There's a drive by Sedari. Gets deep. A good-looking runner that time, but she played it off the window and couldn't hit the shot. Rebound taken down by Ayers. Crowder plays catch in the backcourt. Finds their point guard Shipley down to the right corner. Vogt back outside in transition. Here's a three by Williams. Misses this one. And there for the rebound is Kiana Williams. And the foul and whistle going against Sydney Linney. That is her second personal foul. And two substitutes coming in for Crowder. This is Maya Wright back in the ball game, and Tatiana Sisovan into the ball game.
You got Papa coming in for Bussey.
So Bussey will get a little break there. Papa checks in. Three, a freshman out of New Zealand. I think they have her listed at 6 foot somewhere. She's really nowhere close. About 5'8 probably, 5'9 maybe. 11-11 the score. Holmes has the ball tapped away. She regains it. Then she's fouled by Williams. And for Crowder, is that their third or fourth? Third team foul of the first quarter. 2:19 remaining in the first frame, tied at 11. Williams has it on the left wing. Over to the right wing, Holmes. Down to the right side, it's Sedari. She's outside of the arc. Lenny Bell coming in next, dead ball. Williams on the left wing. They play catch out along the perimeter. Now find Forbes. Forbes, right low block against the double team again. Finally, she misses one. And Vogt has the rebound, throws it up ahead. This one's tracked down by Ellie Williams in the right corner. Pitches it back outside. That's for Wright. Now they work it to Sisovan. Sisovan over to the left wing. Vogt coming up to grab Williams. She looks high-low. And there's Ayers going to work deep, but she misses that one as she hits the deck on the spin. Williams through one, through three defenders now. Gets it into the forecourt. Attacks down to that left corner, trying to set something up. Sedari has an open look for three. Left wing, buried it! Georgia Sedari gets the three to go down. took just that extra little moment to square up, and I think that made the difference for her. 14-11, Mineral Area College on top, and 118 remaining here in this first quarter of play. Sedari comes over on the help side defense, and she thwarts the effort from Wright. So good work for Sedari on the offensive end, then the defensive end. William throws it up the floor for Papa. Papa's outside of the arc, enters it. Here's Forbes. Forbes slamming her way by one defender, but blocked from behind by Ayers. And that long reach. A bouncer up the floor, Vogt. Shot blocked by Williams. What a left-handed block as Williams was flying out of bounds. Up the floor, Papa's on the run. Right side layup won't go. Holmes has the rebound. That one's blocked. Now here's Forbes, and she's finally. Oh, they call her for the travel. I thought we were going to get a foul call right there. Second block of the game, though, by Kiana Williams. And how athletic was that one on the other end?
Well, that was an unbelievable block. You think that Vaught's going to get the easy layup, and she came out of nowhere and blocked that shot. Nice job, Kiana. We talk about Kiana being one of those. She's gotten a couple rebounds and blocked shots already in this game.
And Ayers comes up with the block on the other end. As Mineral Area College actually had three chances inside of that restricted area and couldn't put one in. Bandemir enters to Vogt. Williams guarding her, and once again, the ball squeezed through the defense, but I think somebody got a piece of that, either Papa or maybe Williams. I'm going to go Williams. Now, we'll compare our stats with Randy, the official scorekeeper, but I'm going to say that's the third block for Kiana Williams here in the first quarter. Mack on top by three, 14-11, and 20 seconds remaining in the first quarter of play. Kiana Williams controls the basketball. Across the timeline, fires to Sedari. Williams repositions in the right corner. Sedari drives to re-Papa left elbow. Forbes sets the screen. 8 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Bell at the head of the circle. Looks high-low. Sedari on the run into a double team. Scoops it out front. And Williams throws one up from 25 at the buzzer that will not go. So at the end of one, it's Mineral Area College by three. 14-11 over the visitors from Crowder. We're back in a minute right here on Supertalk 800.
Hi, it's Hannah. The season will be here bright and sunny before we know it. And at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we brought back one of the popular tractor deals from last summer. Customers keep asking for us to bring it back, so here it is. Get the 35-horsepower shuttle shift four-wheel drive diesel tractor with the front loader, the 5-foot brush hog and 5-foot box blade, plus the 18-foot deluxe flatbed car hauler trailer for only $19,995. Oh, but wait, you also get the free. That's right, you will get the free 3,000 PSI pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. And of course, the best 6-year parts and labor warranty from LS, the major brand maker that you already know and love. So let me recap. Get the tractor, loader, brush hog, box blade, flatbed trailer all for only $19,995, plus the free pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. Financing available on site. Just give us a call at 573-756-4353. And see us on Facebook at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Timeout brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's. St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard has Mack leading it 14-11. And Kevin, I think the best news is I don't think Crowder's going to shoot 75% for three on the game.
No, they're not going to keep that up. Yeah, like you said, they're 3-for-4 in that first quarter. Mack's 2-for-6 on three. So, yeah. I think it'll come back down a little bit as the game goes on.
Just one turnover for Mack, though. Good, clean performance there. And the rebound, just Mack out, just
yeah,
in front. Yeah,
11-10 on the rebounds. Mack's leading right now 11-10 on the rebounding edge.
Stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. The five to start the second quarter for Mack: Sedari, Williams, Forbes, Papa, and Bell. On the floor for the Cardinals. It's a stretched out 1-3-1 by Crowder. Williams darts her way through that, and it's a reaching foul. She went right by Vogt, and Vogt reached in and fouled her as Kiana drove past. So just 5 seconds into this second quarter of play, Mineral Area College leading it 14-11. Key at the top of the key, down to the right baseline. Forbes with the basketball. Skip pass to Bell. Bell in three-point range misses that one, and jumping up for the rebound, Crowder controls it. Wright going to rip it off and head the other way. So Wright throws it over to Cisavant. Cisavant to start the offense here. Plays it over to the right wing, Bandemir. They always look to the interior, but the Mineral Area College defense is so tough down in there. They get it to Ayers, though, as Papa blocks her shot from behind. Ayers hits the deck, and they're going to catch Ree for the foul. Be the first foul on Papa. Through the first 24 games of the season, Repapa, according to the stat sheet, did not have a blocked shot. She got a couple just a couple of games ago. Ayers hits the free throw. Aubrey shoots 75% from there. Makes it a two-point game. 14-12, Mineral Area College by two. The three-pointer by Sederi. The difference right now. That was the last shot Mack hit. 14-13, first 2 points of the third quarter. Goes to Crowder. They're going to pick him up in the half court. Stretched out defense here. And over to the right wing, Bell. Bell lobs for Papa. Anticipating the pass was right. Rips it, runs it, lays it up on the other end, and missed it. And Bell outfights everybody for the rebound. Great job by Bell. Williams is on the run. Williams, a bouncer to Papa. The trailer, Sederi. Sederi on the left wing. They run it in the half court now. Rees got it. Driving along the baseline. Stops. Spins a 360. Throws it out for Williams. Williams slashes to the left elbow. Now to Bell. Bell, stop and go drive. Scoops it out to Forbes. Forbes just inside of the arc. 10 on the shot clock. Drives it now. Spins a 360. Gets to the middle. Fumbles with it. Loses it. Papa sends it out. Head of the circle, Sederi. Three-pointer on the way. And rattled it in and out. 14-13. Mack still leads by a point. Bouncing into the forecourt is Shipley. Shipley goes to Vogt in the left corner. She curls off of a screen, but Mineral Area College right there to help on the defensive side. Top of the key, here's Wright. Wright guarded by Williams to the left wing, Banamere. Banamere scoots out for the three. Lets it loose, misses the shot. Forbes skies high for the rebound. So Mack has the ball and the one-point advantage. Up the floor, Bell in the right corner. A quick look for three, missed it. Forbes diving in, grabbing the ball, and laying it up and in. Holly's got 8 points, and Mack leads 16-13. Three-point edge for the Cardinals, and Forbes with half of the scoring output for Mack. Banamere, head of the circle, hands it off to Ayers. Now over to the right wing, they go to Shipley. Spin it around to Vogt on the left side. Bell picks her up as she drives around one defender. And Banamere drives along the baseline. Very difficult shot right there. Two defenders, Forbes and Sederi. And they're going to catch Holly for the foul. First personal on Forbes. 16-13. The advantage for Mack. And to the free throw line, it's Banamere. Banamere dips it, flips it, and she hits it. Megan Banamere with 4 points. Back to the stripe. Banamere shooting 83% from the foul line on the season. Banamere averaging over 10 points a game. Misses that one. And Papa has the rebound. So 16-14, a two-point edge for Mack. Here's Williams at the head of the circle. Williams throws over to Holmes. Holmes is outside of the arc on the left wing. Two dribbles, pitches it over to the right wing for Williams. Papa strides along the baseline. They don't want to pass the ball there. Williams drives down the left side of the lane, and they catch her for the charge. Some heavy contact right there. The defender outside of that restricted area. Good job of setting the feet that time for Wright.
Yeah, it was a great move for Canada to get that ball to the hoop, but just even better defense there as she went right over the top of Wright there and just outside of the circle and did a nice job drawing that charge.
16-14, just a two-point lead for Mack. Crowder basketball. Point guard is Shipley. Two-handed chest pass to Banamere. Left lane, and now it's Ayers. Ayers head of the circle. Swings it over to the right side. Another three on the way. That one's airmailed by Shipley. Mack closing out on the defensive side. Bell grabs the rebound. And up the floor comes Williams. Williams on the right wing. Bell spins the ball over to the left wing. To Holmes, and now Holly's got it, skips it over to the right side. Williams for three. Yes, ma'am! Kiana Williams hits just her 12th three-pointer of the year. 19-14. But with Mick Williams on the sideline, maybe they look for a little bit more scoring out of Kiana. She provides it on that possession. Mack by five. 6.5 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. Shipley backs out, lobs it down underneath, and there are only white shirts there. The ball sails out of bounds. And back to Mack.
Yeah, I think she anticipated a Rough Rider coming through there that wasn't coming through, and so that pass went to nobody there.
19-14, Mineral Area College by five, 6:26 remaining here in the second quarter. We take a Patsy's Furniture 30-second timeout on KREI.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is out to prove that you don't need to be bigger to be better. Let's do a quick check. A full line of top quality products and services? Check. Nurses on staff for health screenings? Check. Being a preferred provider for most insurance plans? Check. A staff that believes in making their customers a top priority? Definite check. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is checking all the boxes that the big box guys do, plus more. So stop waiting in line and let us wait on you. Come see us in Deloge, Farmington, Fredericktown, and Ironton.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
...1914 Mineral Area College by 5 on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. And 6:26 remaining here in the second quarter. This is Kiana Williams bringing the ball up the floor, over to the right wing to Ree Papa. Ree's outside of the arc, comes off of a screen, doesn't even think about a three. Williams drives to the free throw line, kicks it back out. It's Papa once again, underhanded scoop intended for Holmes, nearly stolen. Caitlin gets it back, and now Williams just inside of the free throw line, misses the 14-footer. Papa with a great rebound, reset the shot clock. Down to the right corner, Holly. Holly now driving the baseline, stops, fires. Oh, got it through traffic. 10 points for Holly Forbes. Four of their five field goals, Kevin, have been right through a double team.
Yeah, they've done a good job putting two players on Holly. Every time she touches the ball, she gets double teamed, but she also has no trouble getting to the hole and scoring either.
A lob down underneath, a rare time that Mineral Area College allows the ball deep. And Bethany Gilkey scores her first two. So 21-16, Mineral Area College had a 7-point lead just for a moment there. Largest lead of the ball game. And down to the right corner, this is Kiana Williams. Forbes threw it to her. Now they trade places. Key goes outside. Holly goes to the right corner. They play it to Papa now in the left corner. And Ree driving, scooping to Holly. That's a two-person game. Post to post and everybody moving. And Holly gets points number 11 and 12.
Well, you said it right. Everybody moving. As Riona was making that move, Holly was getting in a perfect position to get that entry pass from Ree Papa.
23-16, Mineral Area College back on top by 7 points. Top of the key, that's Gilkey now. Over to the right wing, Bandemir with a good first step, got by Forbes, but missed the layup. I think she felt Holly's presence right there. Holly just kind of closing out on her, and she didn't have a lot of airspace to breathe, even though she had gotten the shoulders by, so good recovery by Forbes. Shot doesn't go down, and now Mack has the basketball and a chance to take a 9, maybe a 10-point lead. Forbes in the left corner now, puts the ball in the right hand, dribble weave handoff Bell. Bell backs out for a 3, and buried it! Ring the bell for Laney Bell. Bang, bang, 2 threes for her. And she's put Mack on top by 10, 26-16.
That was a tough shot, too. She was covered, so she did the old step back, kind of a la James Harden for the Houston Rockets, and did the step back and hit it. Nice job.
Laney Harden right there, 26-16. A pretty-looking shot by Laney, shooting 43% now on the year from three. Looked like a tie-up. The initial step, a vote gets by Bell, but guess who's right there? With the defense is Williams, and tied up the drive. The alternate possession will keep it with the Rough Riders as Bussy checks in alongside Sedari. Some good minutes from Ree Papa and Laney Bell right there. Ree had that tremendous pass to Holly, and Laney with a step back three. The last 5 points coming from the Cardinals. Bandemir lobs it underneath. Vogt works on Williams. Williams swats the shot again. I've got her with four blocks in the first half of play. We'll have to check with Coach Skaggs on the official sheet, but her defense has been spectacular. Now here's Williams, sends it over to the left wing, a bouncer to Holmes. Holmes bounces, well, right over to the Crowder, actually. She bounced it right to Vogt, and a blocking foul on Sedari. First foul on Georgia. 3:36 remaining in the second quarter, and 26-16, Mineral Area College has built a 10-point advantage, and Kevin, once again, with just a few minutes remaining in the first half of play, we see the score on the other side, the opponent, in the teens. And we've seen this MAC defense pull this off a couple of different times over the last five games. First shot goes up, won't fall, and now the ball on the deck, and the alternate possession is back with the Cardinals.
That was a great job by the Cardinals there. She, to kind of triple team, was that Williams or was that, I think it was Williams on the ground there, and they triple teamed her and was able to get the tie-up. So nice job. Swarming defense.
Three times Crowder has gotten the ball deep in the last five possessions, but they've only scored once because even though it initially gets there, that recovery by the MAC defense has been solid. Right wing, Bussey. Bussey picks up a screen from Forbes. Now throws it to her on the right wing. Holly drives right by her defender, slams her way inside. Now she won't get the initial bucket, but she's going to the free throw line this time on the foul by Aubrey Ayers.
That was a great move of Holly. She comes out of that looking frustrated because she didn't finish it, but good job. She got fouled. What can you expect? And going to the line here for two.
So Holly at the free throw line already leads all scorers with 12 points. She won't get the free throw there, but she's got another chance upcoming.
Shot that kind of quick. I like to see her kind of rest a little bit just before she shoots, a little pause, and then shoot it.
So let's see what she does here. There's the little pause.
Yep, that was it. That's exactly right. The first one, she was just way too quick, out of sync. Second one, much better in sync.
13 points for Holly and 27-16. Mineral Area College leads by 11. Largest lead of the game for Mac. It comes at the 2:53 mark here in the second quarter. Left wing is Shipley. Shipley's drilled two threes, and Holmes goes out to Garter outside of the arc. There is a drive by Vaux and a crazy off-balance running jumper and a little defensive nudge that time by Williams. Williams gets it, drives it, goes the other way. There's another crazy on-the-run shot, and that one will now fall for Kiana. So the Rough Riders have the basketball, drive it. Maya Wright into some traffic, kicks it out. And another three-pointer away by Shipley. Misses that one, but the rebound by Wright and finishes it up with the left hand. That'll be the first score for Maya Wright.
That's something the Cardinals don't do a lot. They gave up an offensive rebound and a score there. That's something that normally they don't do that a whole lot.
2 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the second quarter, 27-18. Mac leads by 9, and Sedary rattles home the three. Georgia Sedary with a pair of triples. Laney Bell with a pair of triples. Kevin, usually these are two players that come off the bench for Mac, and they've combined for 4 three-point makes here in the first half of play. Williams misses the three-pointer. Vogt gets the rebound. Her hook shot won't fall. But the shooting that these Cardinals are lending, I say, off the bench. Now Sedary again, another three won't go. But she has her own rebound. Plays it back outside for Williams. 30-18, Mineral Area College with its largest lead of 12. Bussey on the right wing, minute and a half remaining. Claire takes one dribble, works to Forbes. Forbes now to the top of the key for Holmes. Holmes to the left side, and Kiana Williams hesitates for a three, now drives it and left that one just a little bit short. 1:17 remaining in the first half of play. Crowder has the basketball. Maya Wright had the rebound. She dribbles it into the forecourt, hands it off to Shipley. Shipley's on the right wing, plays to the right corner, Vogt. They're going to hand off on the defensive side. Vogt got in the air, nowhere to go. Plays it inside. Williams rips it off. Under a minute to play. Lob it up ahead. Holly Forbes all alone. Layup. Count it! Holly Forbes with 15 and 32-18. Mineral Area College by 14 points. Once again, their largest lead. Right wing, Williams holds the ball high overhead. Lobbing it down underneath. Backside help. Ayers shot it. Missed it. And a foul whistled, I guess, on the Cardinals. And that one's going to go against Forbes. That's her second personal. And so we'll get some free throws coming up as Repapa checking in, presumably for Forbes. Tremendous first half for Holly Forbes with 15 points. And let's see, who's at the free throw line? Looks like Vogt, Alex Vogt. Vogt averaging 13.2 points per game so far, only two. She gets the free throw there, so point number three. Coming up on our Midwest Sports Center halftime show, you can hear some of our Cardinal conversation with Blake Jones and the baseball coaches. All they've done this year is gone 8-0 so far. Every game on the road, down south. Second free throw goes in for Vogt. And tell us a little bit about their squad coming up at half. They don't have their first home game for another 10 days. They've been a wrecking crew on the road, just slamming their way past people. 32-20, Mac by 12, half a minute remaining in our first half. It's Papa and Bussey, the two posts in there. Williams has it at the head of the circle, left wing Sedary. Back to Williams at the top, pitch it over to the right side. Bussey holds the basketball. Williams sliding through, can't find her there. Top of the key, Holmes. Holmes over to the left wing Sedary. She drives, 7 on the shot clock, took a bunch of steps and gives it back to the Rough Riders. And 11 seconds remaining in the first half. So looking for one good defensive possession and a double-digit lead to the locker room. How about that? Rough Rider basketball, Ellie Williams bouncing it between the circles. She's guarded by Sedari, rubs off of a screen, backs it out, plays it to Ayers. Ayers now dribbling it and won't even get a shot off. So Mineral Area College goes to the locker room leading it. 32-20, a 12-point advantage for the Lady Cardinals. And we'll take just a one-minute timeout right here, and we'll be back to take a look at the numbers on your Midwest Sports Center halftime show.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
This is Jamie from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have a wide variety of financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. May God bless you all.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
At the half, Mineral Area College by 12, 32-20. And let's go through the halftime scoring. We'll get some of the other halftime numbers for you as well. First of all, for the Crowder Rough Riders, Megan Banamir scores 4. Aubrey Ayers with a pair. Alex Vogt has 4. Courtney Shipley with 6 to lead her team on 2 3-point makes. Maya Wright with a pair. And Bethany Gilkey also with 2. Mineral Area College Cardinals get 5 points from Kiana Williams. Georgia Sedari with 6. Lainey Bell with 6. And Holly Forbes with 15. But, Kevin, it's been the outside shooting. I mean, you think about Natalia Lalich shooting the three-pointer. She has a disproportionate amount of attempts and makes outside of the arc. And Mason McWilliams has also shot over 100 three-point attempts this season. So you've got 273 three-point attempts on the bench and injured, but the percentage right now looking pretty good with Williams, who has made 11 threes coming in with 1. Lainey Bell's made only 15 threes coming in. She's got 2. And Georgia Sedari with 14 threes coming into the ball game. She's got a pair of them. And so you combine the inside play of Holly Forbes with 15 points and the outside shooting of Bell, Sedari, and you tack on Williams, and they've at least in the first half, kind of made up for any lack of offense that you might get with Lalich and McWilliams out.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They end up shooting 5 of 13 on the three-pointers. That's 38%. The Rough Riders, who started out hot from 3, are 3 of 9 at 33, so we're actually out shooting them with more makes and a better shooting percentage.
So that means they were 0 for 5 in the second quarter.
Right.
From 3,
right,
yeah.
They were 3 from 4, yeah. Now they're 3 for 9.
Huh.
Yeah, and so overall shooting has the Rough Riders shooting 6 of 25 at 24%. Mineral Area 13 of 34 at 38%. So, again, the Cardinals are doing such a good job of forcing their opponents to shoot a low percentage in the game at 24%.
You know, we even saw Crowder get the ball inside a few times and actually had a layup on one possession, but Max Tenacity and their help side defense and the fact that they never quit on a play. I remember 5 possessions that they got it deep with the Rough Riders, and they were only able to convert one time on those when they got it deep. So,
right.
Yeah, so good job by the Mineral Area College Cardinals. Okay, coming up next, we'll talk with Blake Jones and Ryan Verjink and Jordan Thompson, the baseball coaches. Now, we recorded this last week as part of our Cardinal conversation, and they have since won a few more games, but they'll give you a good idea of how the baseball team is looking. We'll do that in 30 seconds right here on SuperTalk 800 on your Midwest Sports Center halftime show.
Midwest Sports Center has the off-road adventure you've been dreaming about, with rebates up to $4,000 on great brands like Polaris, Can-Am, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. Hey, Josh Harris, owner of Midwest Sports Center. Come on, you know you've been wanting a sport utility vehicle, but you just keep putting it off. Stop putting it off. Now's the time to buy. You've been thinking about it too long. Act now before we're sold out. Your adventure starts here. Whether you're on the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
baseball tonight at Applebee's on your Cardinal Conversation. Mineral Area College Athletics on the spotlight here on J98. Is it fair to call this the brain trust, or would that be too much of a reach?
That might be a stretch.
Okay,
there.
All right. Blake Jones joining us, the head coach for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. And, Blake, you're now in your one, two, three, four, six season.
Year, yeah. It's flying
Does
by.
Does it seem like it?
No, it don't. It doesn't seem like that long ago. I was still coaching with G, so it's going quick.
You're
going really quick.
You got your best start going too. A 5-0 record, right?
It's been a good first two weekends, and hopefully keep it rolling this weekend.
There's a built-in. I know I harp on this every year, but I think it's a factor, so I mention it. But there's a built-in disadvantage playing in the Midwest or the North because you have to go south. You have to go on road games. You're not able to get outside as much of those guys. So to me, if you can start hot as a team from the Midwest or the North. Maybe that makes even more if you can do it, maybe if you're in the South.
Yeah, it's been a good start. Usually the thing that struggles the most, it seems like when we go south early, is defense. And we've got a really talented infield, and guys are making plays. So that's a big thing. I mean, obviously offense is – it's kind of year to year on how we get – but it's a change from being outside hitting compared to inside, obviously. But defense has been really, really good early, and it's been a good start.
It must be. If you're scoring 48 runs in your first five games and you want to talk defense, it must be really good.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's hats off to JT over here, man. He works hard with our guys. And obviously we've got a talented crew, and you get to talk to a couple of those guys tonight. But it's been good. It's been good so far.
Looking forward to it. When you can take your starting shortstop as a freshman and move him, that's a good sign.
No doubt. And Liam come in, obviously, as a catcher to begin with, and out of necessity last year played short every day for us. And he done a pretty good job for a guy that's not a middle infielder. So, but obviously his bat's going to play in the lineup no matter where he's at. So that's why he was there. And he's back to his normal position this year, and he's doing a good job.
Blake Jones, our guest on the Cardinal Conversation, just mentioned JT, Jordan Thompson, and your work with the defense. Is it great glove work, great arms, speed, agility, range? What's kind of the defining quality?
I think
right
a
now?
Lot of it just attributes to our middle of the field guys. Liam's great behind the dish, and then we have Ben Jones and Tommy at our second short who are really talented, and then Caleb kind of just runs everything down in center. He really works with our corner outfielders as well. Already we've talked several times where he's yelling, screaming out, talking to our right fielder, our left fielder to help him. It's just a really talented middle of the field. So those guys just help everybody else be good and prepared.
And you have some sophomores, too, that come back as – I mean, when you have some of your guys that were among your best players coming back as sophomores, that's a pretty good sign,
isn't it? It's huge. With Liam and Caleb, they lead off and hit second for us again. And they were great players as a freshman. I think they'll be even better this year. And they're really talented kids. And when we have those guys, it's kind of easy to coach those guys because they just help everybody else. They really get the offense rolling at the top of the order.
I knew there was a Canadian pipeline going in basketball, Blake, but I didn't know it was so much in baseball. How's that work? What's going on with that?
It's been really, really good for us. Obviously, Caleb and Liam, both Canadians. Kurt Dawkins, another kid that started for us early last year, got hurt, didn't end up getting to finish the season redshirted. And then our shortstop, Ben Jones, this year is another Canadian kid. So we're going to keep rolling those guys as long as we can because they're some of our best players right now.
Jordan, you still working with the hitters this year?
Yes, yep.
299 team average. I guess you've done your job so far.
That's pretty good. I don't know how much of it is on me. Those guys, like I said, the two starters, man, Caleb and Liam just pace our offense. They get everybody going. And then Ben and Tommy, who play up the middle for us, they've been really talented too. They're really helping us out. So I don't know if that's on me, but they're swinging it well.
You know what I look at for a team that has some good power numbers is that you have as many base on balls as strikeouts. And if you can do that with power, that's a pretty good sign.
We've been really good so far, which was kind of surprising. Just after the first game, I think we struck out 14 times. We're going to strike out because our approach is get the ball in the air and try to hit home runs and doubles. But after the first game, I was hoping we weren't going to strike out that much. And they've completely limited that. And they've been really good.
Blake, we talked last year about the fact that you were able to combine power with speed, and you said we might even have more of it this year.
We do. We've got some guys that can definitely run. Right now, it seems like the way guys are swinging it. Obviously the region schedule, when we start seeing Crowder, Jeff, those teams, it's going to be tough. But man, it doesn't matter when you run Liam, Caleb, Jake Pryor, those guys out there in the lineup, man, because they're going to hit good arms no matter what they see. They're going to hit and.
Now, Blake's a pitcher from way back. Do you guys – I know they say sometimes on staffs it's great if you are like-minded, but sometimes it's better if you have different ideas. How do you guys see things, alike or a little differently?
Very alike, and he's kind of let me have the reins with the pitching staff and put confidence in me to do what I can, and Jeremy's coming this year too, and he's helped me out a lot. He just another set of eyes to see things because there's things that I miss. There's things that we don't see that now I have another guy to help me out with.
Ideally, you have everything as a pitcher, but as a pitching coach, you put a premium on velocity, location, movements. What are you really looking for?
Big part, like we said, our defense has been really good this year, so we need guys to throw strikes. Yeah. The minute you start walking guys and putting guys on base, you're putting yourself in a bad position. So strikes is a big part. I mean, obviously, velocity helps. You can get away with a lot more when you're throwing the ball harder. But I would say strikes is probably more premium for us.
41 strikeouts so far.
Mm-hmm.
20 walks.
Yep.
2-1.
Yep. We got a lot of guys with some good stuff this year. So I'm really excited to see how it plays out.
Is that the ratio you hope for? What do you look at as a successful ratio on that?
The goal that we talked about before the year was 2.5 to 3 to 1, somewhere okay. in there. So we're close. We did a lot better last weekend, but still got a little bit of work to do.
All right. Do you have any aces right now? I mean, do you have any guys that say, this is my week of guy. I got a Saturday game, boom, you're my guy. Do you have anybody like that right now?
I wouldn't say right now. Paschal's a guy that started for us every weekend last year, and he's back, and he's gotten the ball both weekends so far, and he threw well last weekend. But, you know, it changes every week. There's guys that kind of surprise you and come out and earn that spot too.
Yeah. Blake, I know I talked to you a few weeks back about your guys' showcase, and you were telling me that your roster actually is peppered with guys that have participated
it
in
is.
Your showcase.
It's pretty cool. So this past year, I think it was the 7th year we've done it. And it seems like every year we've got guys that join our team the following year that we're on at Parker. Stidham's one of the guys over here right now that was there, and he's a huge, huge arm for us right now. So, you know, being able to have that in our backyard right here in St. Jen is awesome to get those guys that close and be able to see them all in one day. And it's helped us a ton.
Well, there are some impressive guys this year.
There were some nice pieces. We've offered a couple kids that were there. Great. So hopefully they're guys that end up, you know, spend their time at Mac.
All right. Let's talk to Jeremy. Now we'll do the old switcheroo on some headsets. And Jeremy, you pitched just a few years ago for Mac, right?
Yes, I did. I was a 2-year starter here.
So what's it like going from the hill to the now coaching dugout? What's that transition been like for you?
It's actually been really fun. I've really, really enjoyed it. The guys make it. I mean, they bring the energy. I mean, yeah, I just feed off them, honestly. They feed off me. I feed off them. It's really fun. I mean, I can't wait to see what the future holds.
So where did you go after your time at Mac?
I spent 2 years at Columbia College in Columbia, Missouri. I played for Coach Darren Munns.
Yeah.
And NAIA and the AMC.
Was that a good experience for you?
Yes, that was a very good experience. I thoroughly enjoyed the whole time I was there, too. So,
Blake, what was it about this guy that told you he'd be a good coach for you someday, maybe?
It was his mentality. You know, obviously when he was a player, was a guy that always did things right on and off the field. Always pounded the zone when he pitched. You know, Jeremy, when he was here, he was a mid-80s guy. He'd run it up a little higher at times, but his biggest strengths were, mixing speeds and throwing strikes. He did a really good job. And the biggest thing, too, mentality-wise, I'm sure G can say the same thing about when I played for him. He always wanted to be at the field. Didn't matter what was going on. When practice was over, he was always there. He was always around and always wanted to be a part of it. And we're happy to have him back. Obviously, he's great around the guys. And it's another guy around that's been somewhere else and has got different ideas and can come back and benefit our guys.
In basketball, you call it a gym rat. What do you call it in baseball?
I guess a field rat. I don't really
field
know.
Rat, yeah. No, that's good. That's good. I like that. So you just come from your playing days then, so you're kind of, you know, you're close to the age of the guys out there. What do you think you're able to kind of maybe impart to them as a youthful coach?
There's some times where I feel as like they can come to me about different stuff that they have off the field as a – I mean, more as like a big brother. It's kind of cool when like I got 30 guys big brothering me, and I mean, they still take me seriously as a coach. So it's just, I mean, that's one of the things I find pretty neat about it.
Have you always wanted to get into coaching?
Yeah, I have. I mean, just ever since I started the game, I mean, the love for the game just never left, and I don't want to leave, so.
From faxing to notarizing, the UPS Store is every ing for your small business. And when it comes to protecting your confidential information...
Shh! Quiet! You should know about the shredding services available at the UPS Store. They're just what you need for protecting, securing, and disposing of proprietary documents.
Oh, so I can do less worrying.
The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
And now Mac has the basketball and a chance to take a 9, maybe a 10-point lead. Forbes in the left corner now. Puts the ball in the right hand. Dribble weave handoff Bell. Bell backs out for a 3 and buried it! Ring the bell for Lainey Bell. Bang, bang, 2 threes for her. And she's put Mac on top by 10.
Mineral Area College would take as much as a 14-point lead at 32-18. The final bucket of the first half goes to Crowder, and we've got a 32-20 ball game here at the break. Thanks for joining us to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. And Kevin and I were talking, and off the air we were listening to the Blake Jones, Ryan Virginia, or Jordan Thompson interview, and you pulled up the stats real quick. Mac actually leading the country in home runs right
now.
Yeah,
how about that? Through eight games, they've got 20 home runs. That's the tops in JUCO right now. So congratulations to them. We talked about their hot-hitting team. And, you know, one of the things they did this year is they got a new hitting cage, a building here with some hitting cage. And I know he's got some private funds that help raise that money for that. But so far, that might be paying off.
Maybe so. Well, good job, Mac, man. And we hope it warms up a little bit because we're looking forward to broadcast some of those baseball games as well. Here's a back-out three on the first possession of the Rough Riders, and Shipley missed it. Mineral Area College grabs the rebound. You know, I never did check how many block shots he had Kiana for.
He hit her for three.
He did? Okay. Well, I had her for four, so yeah. We were very close there then. Well, what a first half for Kiana Williams defensively. Forbes over to the right wing, head of the circle. This is Holmes, goes high-low. Holly working again, and Holly backing her down, spins, fires, missed it this time. And the rebound is taken down by Wright for the Rough Riders. 32-20, Mineral Area College on top. On our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard, we're 45 seconds gone in our third frame here. Bandemir at the top of the key. Shipley looks to enter it to Ayers. Ayers guarded by Bussey there, and the ball deflected out of bounds off of the hands of Kiana Williams. But they, I mean, you talk about a pack line. You just saw that line just set up right there.
Well, and again, perfect job defense by Claire Bussey to move her feet, had her hand straight up. Nice job.
And then Forbes comes and helps out, and Laney Bell helping to deflect it as well. Williams got her hand on it at a high-low look this time as Shipley tried to bounce it to Ayers and threw it out of bounds. Ayers being a good teammate, packs her on the backside and says we'll get it next time. 32-20, 1 minute gone in our second half, in our third quarter, and no score as of yet here in the second half. Bell on the left wing. Bussey comes through. Holmes comes through. Nobody there. Here's Williams on the right wing now. And it's Forbes trying to eat some space inside. They go four out, one in. Holly looking for the isolation. Bounces it out to Bussey. Bussey three-pointer. Well long. 0 for 3 from 3 in this ball game, and Claire now 1 for 13 on the season. 8:36 remaining here in the second half. Or beg your pardon, in the third quarter. 32-20. Mac leads by 12. Largest lead for Mac, it was 14 at 32-18. Boat on the right wing. She's outside of the arc. They play it over to the left wing, Shipley. Shipley guarded by Bell. They have Ayers now, and Ayers over to Bandemir. Bandemir always looking to drive the basketball, but against Kiana Williams, that is a tough chore. They go to Vogt in the left corner. Vogt up to Ayers. Skip a pass down to Bandemir. Bandemir gets by Williams. Throws up the runner. Misses the shot. Backside rebound. And that one's thrown up by Wright. Short. Forbes has the rebound and nearly turned it over. Wright with good bounce. Jumped up. Slapped that out of bounds. But it'll be Mac basketball. 8 minutes even remaining in the third. 32-20. Holly Forbes with 7 first half rebounds, I believe. Yeah, and so that's rebound number 8. So Holly now is 2 rebounds away from another double-double. She averages 16 points, 10 rebounds on the year, coming off that 27-13 performance. And a left-wing jumper by Holmes won't go down, and Wright corrals the rebound. Looking for a score by anybody right now. Bandemir, hopefully the Cardinals. Bandemir on the right wing. Watched by Forbes. Goes by her. Takes it all the way through. Missed it short. Bussey had the rebound for a moment. Ball comes loose and then dribbled out of bounds and touched last by the Rough Riders. Bandemir's got a pretty nice first step out there.
Yeah, she's a talented ball player. She can, she's a good shooter. She can also take that ball to the hoop, but she's been played with some tough defense with Kiana Williams on her.
And 5'11", scores 10 points, 2 a game. Bandemir in this one, 4 so far. There's Kiana Williams, dribble weave handoff Bell. Bell on the right elbow, bounces to Holmes. Holmes head of the circle now, fires back over to the right wing. Bell, open three, missed it short. And the rebound goes right into the lap of Ayers, who hands it off to Wright. So we're 3 minutes in and no score in the second half. Crossover dribble and a left-handed finish that won't go for Wright. She grabs her own rebound and then is fouled.
Let's hope that's not on Holly. I thought it was going to be, yep.
Third foul on Holly Forbes. She picked up her second foul with under a minute to play in the first half. And then here 3 minutes into the second half, she picks up number 3 at the free throw line. First free throw will not go for Maya Wright. Something the Rough Riders, Kevin, though, are doing is they have driven it to the basket successfully three times. They've not converted, though, once they've gotten there.
Well, they are good at that, and that's why, you know, these Lady Cardinals are picking up these fouls. They are good at taking that ball to the basket. There's a couple on Vandermeer, Vogt, a couple of these players that are really good at taking that ball to the basket, and they can draw some fouls that way.
Then you've got Shipley, the three-point shooter. Vandermeer can shoot the three as well. Second free throw by Wright misses that one. Bussey skies high for the rebound. So Maya Wright misses both free throws, and we still have no score in the second half. Ree Papa in the ball game along with Georgia Sedari. Sedari hit a couple of key threes in that first half for Mac. Georgia, head of the circle, spins now, bounces to the left corner. That's Williams. She slashes along the baseline, gets deep, count the bucket, and she's going to the line. That's the strong point guard going to work. She's like a power point, really. I mean, when you think about it, the skills of really a both a point guard and a power forward from time to time.
She is. I mean, and she really changes the complexion of this team. I mean, we know Holly is on paper points. It does a lot. But the complexion of the overall game really changed when Kiana Williams is out on that floor. She's a game changer for sure.
8 points for Kiana Williams, averaging 5.8 on the year. But we've seen that per game average start to tick up a little bit for her, and 35 to 20, I beg your pardon, Mineral Area College with its largest lead of the game. Sedari collides there with Williams. They both hit the ground, and now the entry pass to the left low block. The shot is missed by Vogt, and it tap, tap, tap by Kiana Williams. Tapped it over to Ree Papa. Mac has the rebound, and they're headed the other way. Williams drives, plays it out to Papa. She loses the dribble, though, and it's ripped off by Gilkey. Gilkey striding into the forecourt. Turns around, fires it backward to Sisavan. Sisavan to the top of the key for Wright. Wright now to the left wing. And there's Williams with a nifty crossover dribble. And she slams into two defenders and gets the shot to fall along the way. That's a good, tough hoop by Williams. And Ellie has her first score. She looked like a pinball going in there.
Yeah. And Kiana came over just a little bit too late. Bumped into her, got the foul there. That's her second.
And to the free throw line, Ellie Williams. That's the first second half score for the Rough Riders. And they managed to get 3 points on the possession for Williams in that 3-point play. So 5:50 remaining in the third, 35-23. It's a 12-point advantage for Mack. This is Holmes at the top of the key. Underhanded scoop to Sedari on the right wing. Georgia to the free throw line. Covered up 15-footer, and she knocks the bottom out of it. That was not an easy shot, but a good looking bucket by Georgia Sedari. And 37-23, Mack by 14. Outside of the arc, Vogt. They'll spin it around. Two passes to Sisavan. Sisavan are dribbled at the top of the key. Trying to eat some space inside is Wright. Can't get her the ball. Skip pass over the top to Vogt. Left baseline jumper. 12-footer won't go. Williams has the rebound. Kiana Williams strides by one, two, three defenders. She's got a three on two. To Holmes. Right side layup. Missed it. It'll be Mac basketball, though. Tapped out by Crowder. That's how you run the break, though. That three on two. Kiana draws the defense, throws a little bouncer, and Mac just couldn't convert. Kiana Williams with 4 first half rebounds, and I think 2 since that point. So 6 rebounds, 3 block shots for Kiana Williams, and 8 points. That's a nice line. Now, Forbes is the leading scorer with 15, but some good candidates for our player of the game, brought to us by Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington. Bussey launches another three. Hey, she gets it to go! There you go, Claire! The fourth try of the game, and she fired it through. If it doesn't work, what do you do? Try again, right? 17-point stretch for Mac, 40-23. And that one was pure off the hand of Claire Bussey. Left wing Williams looks to enter it, and the ball stolen away by Sedari. Mineral Area College starting to pull away, Kevin, a little bit with Holly Forbes over on the bench even. And now here's Sedari, stop and go dribble. Now Bussey on the right wing, plays to Williams between the circles. They're really spreading the floor. Papa, the only one down underneath now. Williams looks for the drive, goes to the right hand, the left hand, keeps the drive alive, and fouled on her way in. This whistle going on Maya Wright. First, second personal, and a timeout now on the floor. 4:06 remaining in the third frame. 40-23. It's Mac by 17 points. And we'll be back on the other side of this 1 minute Patsy's Furniture timeout.
Convenience at your fingertips. Whether you have checking accounts, saving accounts, CDs, IRAs, or loans, you can access all of your accounts on Bloomsdale Bank's easy to use mobile app. view balances, make transfers, and enjoy many other features the Bloomsdale Bank app has to offer. Visit their website at bloomsdalebank.com or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Hopefully these Mineral Area College Cardinals continue to catch fire here. 4:06 remaining in the third, 40-23. It's Mac by 17. Our timeout brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Mineral Area looking for its first, or rather its 20th win, and it would be the first 20-win season in the last 4 years. Last year, 15-12, 16-16 the year before that, but they were Region 16 champions, and then 23-6 the year before that. Good winning program for Coach Cuck here at Mac. Plays a rugged schedule as well. Not a lot of free victories for his team. Over to the right wing, Sedari, and Bussey playing catch there. Keanu Williams has it over on that left wing. A big collision, but no call. They say both players just going for the ball. Key finally gets it between the circles. Guarded by Wright. Williams, a little push off, they got her. That's the right call. that happens almost every, it's almost like a hold in football. You could call that almost every possession, but she definitely pushed off. And that's her third. So Keanu Williams with three and Holly Forbes with three. And Holly's going to come back in at the 3:45 mark here of the third quarter, and it looks like Lainey Bell going to come in the ball game as well. A lot of the times when if Kiana gets in foul trouble, Mason McWilliams will become that primary ball handler. A tough drive, right baseline by Ellie Williams. Switched to the left hand and banked it in. But with Mason McWilliams injured, well, you don't really have that slide over primary ball handler. Georgia Sedari handles it. She goes to the left elbow. Runner is in. Georgia's got it working today. 10 points for Sedari. What a great contribution for Georgia, averaging four per game on the year. 42-25. Mineral Area College once again by 17 points. Now on the right wing, Wright trying to break it down off the dribble. Crossover. Holmes stays right in front and forces the air ball. Rebound down to Papa. Papa hands it off to Kiana Williams. A chance for Mac to go up 19 and maybe 20. And Coach Cuck is going to tell him how. 2:47 remaining in the third. 42-25. We're back in a minute right here on KREI.
Everyone is welcome to the special ribbon cutting and open house at the all-new Comtree Welcome Center in Crystal City. On Friday, February 22nd from 2 to 4, Comtree is so happy to invite you to the new Welcome Center that will serve over 200 new patients each month for behavioral health and substance use treatment. You can tour the facility, meet the staff, and learn more about how local residents are receiving immediate care through Comtree. So mark the calendar for the special ribbon cutting and open house of Comtree's Welcome Center at 2310 North Truman in Crystal City, Friday, February 22nd from 2 to 4. Welcome to the family tree.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
When being informed counts, you can count on the voice of Missouri's Parkman. AM 800 KREI, Farmington, Deloge, Caledonia.
Deanna Williams comes out during that timeout. So you've got Holmes, Sedari, Forbes, Papa, and Bell, the five on the floor for Mac. They go to Holly. Now just inside of the free throw line, Papa airballs that one from 14 feet. And I think that was a New Zealand expletive we saw right after that shot.
Well, she's always got the smile on her face. We make them or not, she's got that smile on her face.
42-25, a 17-point lead for Mac. 2:28 remaining here in the third. Left wing, this is Ellie Williams. Well, she had a pretty drive a couple of possessions ago. This time she lobs it high-low. Banamere gets it, and she's forced to retreat to the right corner. Now swings to Sisova on the right wing, back to the left wing. Williams buries the three. Ellie Williams has eight all here in the third quarter, starting to come alive. But Mac still on top by 14, 2:05 remaining in the third. Georgia Sedari in charge of bringing the ball down the floor right here. Bell has the ball deflected, and now it's to Papa. Papa and Bell playing catch out front to the left wing, Holmes. Think just get the ball inside to Holly and see what she can do, but as she pump fakes, she loses control of it. The loose ball taken by Crowder, then Caitlin Holmes taps it, then Crowder taps it out of bounds, and after all that, Max is going to get another chance.
That was a good hustle play for Caitlin, yeah. Just to jump in there and deflect it, and then try to hit it back, end up going off the Rough Riders.
Caitlin, it seems, Kevin, that she'll give you one or two plays per game that don't show up in the stat sheet, but that help her team.
Oh, for sure.
So Caitlin gets it, puts it into Sedari. Sedari's going to retreat, though, and dribble over to the right wing. Repapa has it on the right. Little block ball was kicked by Williams. 1:39 remaining in the third quarter. 42-28. It's Mineral Area College by 14. Coach Cuck with a quick geometry lesson for his team.
That's right. Got to get a good, better angle for the pass. And he said it's basic basketball, and he's exactly right.
There you go. Sedari driving it on a hit, stumbles, turns it loose to Papa. Papa can't hit the shot, and the rebound is taken by Ayers. Throws the outlet to Williams. Williams already with eight in this quarter and fouled on her way in. She's looking at a double-digit quarter coming up. And the foul going on, Repapa. Number two on her. Well, yep. Every team's going to push back. Every team's going to make a little run, but Mineral Area College was able to go up by 17 in this game, and so you're not going to win every possession.
I think this shows really how important Kiana Williams is to this game too, because you know when she comes out of the game, the chemistry is not the same, and I don't think that they're as fluid as they are when she's in the game.
Williams misses the first. She is a 79% foul shooter on the year. So Williams will throw the next one up with the right hand and connect. So 9 points for Williams all in the third quarter. 1:23 remaining in the frame. In the backcourt, Sedari bounces for Holmes. Holmes crosses that half-court stripe. Mineral Area College sets it up in the forecourt here. And a toss to Sedari between the circles. Georgia drives, curls it up, misses the shot, and Holly chases the rebound down. Forbes says, give me a little help right here. Holmes obliges, grabs it on the right wing. Now they'll play it out between the circles for Bell. Bell swings it over to Sedari on the left wing. Under a minute to go in the third. Here's Repapa now on the short corner, left baseline. Ball jabbed at. Maya right through a couple of left jabs and connected on the second one. That's her third personal. 53 seconds remaining in the third, and Alex Vogt checks in for Wright. 42-29, Mineral Area College by 13. They've led by as many as 17, and they play the ball into Papa on the inbound. She gets it deep. And as she throws the ball up, she is shoved off of her positioning, and the foul goes on Aubrey Ayers. Second one on Ayers, and Ree going to the free throw line with a 76% free throw average. Ree averaging over 6 points per game, but she's yet to score in this one. And Claire Bussey going to check back in as Papa hits the free throw. And Bussey, I like this substitution. You say, well, Claire, you go ahead and play that final 50 seconds. Holly, you get over there and don't get any more fouls before the end of the third quarter. With Mac on top by 14. So Papa back to the free throw line. She could stretch the margin to 15. She knocks this one in, and the lefty does just that. Another nylon. Repapa with the repeat right there. 44-29. 45 ticks remaining here in the third. Shipley to Williams. Williams way outside of the arc. She's watched by Bussey. Now Ayers in between the circles. Back to Shipley. Shipley coming off the top of the screen. Ayers throws a wicked elbow up into the chin of Sedari. No call. Three-pointer spins all the way around. Pops back out. Long rebound taken by Holmes with 25 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. And Coach Cuck says, hey, let's get one good one right here. Let's not give them the basketball back. Holmes backing it out. Out between the circles with 17. A bouncer to Papa on the right wing with 15. Papa looking for a little motion in the offense. Sedari's got it with 10. 9. Georgia drives to the middle, fires outside. Bell launches a three with 6 seconds remaining. Holmes diving out of bounds, but even the ultra-aggressive Holmes can't save that one in time. And 4 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Full court pressure by Mack. Williams gets the ball in, and Bussey Fowler, and that is the fifth team foul in the third quarter. And so the Rough Riders are forced to expend only 2 of the 4 seconds, and they go to the free throw line.
Yeah, that's not the best foul. There were 2 seconds. Probably not a good shot. You kind of bailed her out there.
And part of that, Kevin, is defense.
Yeah.
And part of it is, you know, on the offensive end, if you really take the last shot, you don't even have to worry about the defensive end. You were in control of that on the offensive side.
I mean, if there was under 4 fouls, that's not a bad play, but at 4 fouls sending them to the line, you're giving them a couple points.
Yeah. And Williams hits both free throws. Sederi will just get it to Holmes at half court. And we will go to the fourth quarter. Mineral Area College takes the 13-point advantage to the fourth frame. 44 to 31. It's Mac by 13, and we've got 8 minutes of regulation left on the other side of this 1 minute timeout right here on KREI.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
This is Myrna from the Jefferson County YMCA. Let the adventure begin. Summer day camp at the Jefferson County Y is designed for kids going into first grade through age 12. Fun adventure, themes, sports, games, arts, field trips, and much more. Camp runs June 3rd through August 9th. Give your kid a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwrymca.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 for details.
Timeout brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Defense is kind of dominating, Kevin. Max shooting only 36%. But they're leading by 13 because the Rough Riders are shooting less than 24% on the game.
I hope they fix the clock. They got 52. Oh, there they go. They had 52 minutes on the clock.
We'd be here a while. Well,
this would be a long fourth quarter.
44-31, Mac by 13, Kiana Williams. Back on the floor to start the fourth, along with Ree Poppa. There's Holmes. Holly Forbes back out there as well. Pump fake by Holly. Drives by. Oh, she managed to jump around the defender and find the right angle, and Holly has her first second-half bucket. Tremendous athletic move by Holly Forbes. 17 points and 9 rebounds for Forbes in this ballgame. She's the double-double machine for this team. 25th in the country in rebounding at 10 per contest. A lob. They try to get it over Poppa, and she says no, ma'am. Rips it right away. Half a minute gone in the fourth. Williams in engineering this offense. Over to the left wing, Sederi. Forbes comes up, grabs the basketball at the top of the key. Says, give me a little help. Holmes sets the screen. Holly drives away from it to the left side. Now Poppa. Poppa all the way through looking for the reverse layup. Can't quite spin it in. Ayers grabbed the rebound. She and Vogt in the backcourt right here. Mineral Area College is going to D up on them. They fire it across the timeline to Shipley. She goes cross court. That's to Williams, and Williams bounces it in. She's played a tremendous second half. Ellie Williams did not score in the first half. She's got 13 points in the first 11 minutes plus here of this second half. And 46-33. Mineral Area College in good shape here, but you always want to finish strong. Free throw line, Papa. Thought about it. Drives it, stops, fires to the left corner. Williams now slashes through, plays it underneath for Sederi. Williams gets it back. Holly Forbes becomes the outlet. Goes to Poppa, mid-post, left side. That's around the world. I mean, if you've ever played around the world, that's all Ree's doing. Just get me in this spot, and I'll knock it down. Her first field goal. Ree Poppa has 4. Good assist by Holly Forbes there from the right corner. And 48-33, Mineral Area College by 15 points. It's Banamir trying to break down Forbes and scores over the top. Megan Banamir banks that one in from the mid post on the right side. Difficult shot and a nice one for her. Williams out midcourt. Banamir guarding her there. Kiana so good at using that dribble away from her body, shielding the ball away from the defender. Forbes gets to the middle, scoops it off the window and scores it. That's a Joel Embiid move right there.
Yes, it is.
Holly's got 19. Two buckets for Forbes in the last three possessions. 50-35. Mac leads it by 15 points. Three-pointer by Williams. Nope. Rebound down to Sederi. Hands it off to Williams. Williams, crossover dribble. Attacks to the free throw line, now retreats. Takes her dribble over to the left wing. Forbes is in the high post, calling for it. They bounce it to her. She repositions into the mid post, backing down, jumps up. Ayers, the defender, ends up on her backside. The ball comes loose from Forbes, and Ayers will get up rubbing her tailbone with the basketball hitting her as well. She hit that funny bone on her right elbow, too.
And that was a good job for Kiana Williams. Yeah, you heard Coach yell about angles, and Kiana did a good job going down to the baseline, making the entry pass.
Here's Repapa on the right baseline. Double team, throws it out for Holly. Holly drives it. She spins, works it back outside. Sedari. Mineral Area College had no idea how many seconds were on the shot clock there, and it expires. 6:56 remaining in the fourth. It's Mack by 15, 50-35. It's a Crowder Rough Rider team averaging 67.2 a game. They've got 35 with under six to go, or under seven to go. It's a common theme when you're playing the Cardinals. They choke off offenses as well as any team we've seen. Out of the circle is Wright. Wright plays it over to the left wing. Shipley has the three-pointer, blocked by Holmes. Holmes grabs it, racing the length of the floor. Right side layup, spins it in on the reverse layup. Kaylin Holmes with her first two. And that, my friends, is your McDonald's fast break of the game.
Well, you see those reverse layups. You don't see any quite like that. She actually went from the right side to the left and then still shot it with her right hand, underhanded with her right hand. That was a great shot.
That was a block shot turned into a possession grabber. And then a Euro crossover and a reverse layup with the left hand on the right side, or the right hand on the left side. There's a lot going on there now.
Yes, there was.
Well done, Kaylin Holmes. 52-35. Mineral Area College on top. No look pass to Papa. She's got it just outside of the lane. Left low block. Now drives. Stops. They're going to call her for the charge.
I'm surprised because she was standing right underneath the basket.
Yep. Yeah, because that's within the restricted area.
Right. She was in the restricted area.
You're exactly right. That fast break brought to you by McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast, where your egg McMuffin always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. And there's, we talked about the one or two spots during a game for Kaylin Holmes. That was the second half eye opener for Kaylin. She gets her first bucket of the game. What a play. 52-35, Mack by 17 points. Outside of the arc is C-Savant. Over to the left wing, Vogt. Vogt looking down underneath now. Gilkey is posted up, but with Forbes there, they didn't want to throw it to her. And now Sisama over to the right wing. Bandemir from 24 feet. Shot wouldn't fall. Long rebound. Goes off of Crowder and out of bounds, and Max got it back. 5.5 remaining. A long trip to Vincennes coming up on Wednesday. We're going to broadcast either that Vincennes game or most probably the West Plains game here against the Mack men, because that's a region game. Could still have ramifications on where and when the Mineral Area College men play in the postseason. So probably we'll have that men's West Plains game for you right here on KREI. We'll let you know how the ladies do at Vincennes, though. Repapa, right baseline jumper goes down, and so does Maya Wright, and Holly Forbes is whistled for her fourth personal. 52-35, Mack by 17, and 5:09 remaining in the fourth.
Well, I feel bad for Holly on that one. There wasn't much contact there. It was a good flop, and she got called for the foul.
She did. Contact was there. Defender was set, but then
right.
You're like,
Yeah, right. You probably let that one go, but.
Yeah, they usually do. And now here's a foul on Papa, and she's struggling down underneath against Gilkey. And so Repapa has her fourth personal, a timeout by the Rough Riders. 4:54 remaining in the fourth. Max in charge here. 52-35 over Crowder. And we're back on the other side of this one-minute timeout on SuperTalk 800.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Buss, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
Any real estate transaction requires trust. You should consider this when choosing your agent.
Understanding the ins and outs of a real estate transaction can be tricky. It's important you find an agent you can trust that will assist you with all the necessary paperwork and act as a buffer in the negotiations. Hi, I'm Candace Glore with Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. If you're looking to invest in today's market, look me up online. I'm ready to be your agent.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, your trusted real estate advisor in the Mineral area.
52-35, Mineral Area College leads Crowder, 4:54 remaining here in the fourth quarter. That's on your Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. It's Crowder Rough Rider basketball. They'll put the ball in play down to our left, and left of the bucket is Tatiana Sieseman. Sieseman lobs it in for Alex Vogt. Vogt guarded by Forbes, and Forbes does a great job being there but not fouling, and a quick outlet pass. Caitlin Holmes is on the run, and there's that Euro step, and the foul comes on the floor before the shot goes down. Really nice job by Caitlin, actually, to hit the shot. We have seen those type of plays be called counted buckets before. I think we saw last one that was an egregious continuation last game, but they don't let it go by this time. Forbes gets it on the inbound, goes from the right high post to the left low post to Papa, back out Holly, head of the circle. 4:40 remaining in regulation, and 52-35, Mineral Area College leads by 17 points. At the head of the circle is Kiana Williams, drives it, pushes it to the left corner, and that's to Sideri. Sideri drives around two defenders, throws up the hook shot, wouldn't go, and Holmes is there for the rebound and the stick back. Caitlin Holmes with 4 points, and Mineral Area College has its largest lead, 54-35. Comes at the 4:15 mark of the fourth quarter. Curling around from the high to the low post is Vogt right there. She gets inside of Forbes. First shot won't go. Rebound, second shot won't go. Papa has the rebound, and they hand it off to the point guard, Williams. 54-35. Mack leads by 19. Williams got the ball caught on her hip as she dribbled it. It paused there for just a moment. She dribbled it again, and that's your double dribble. I think only 9 turnovers, though, against Mack in this ball game. Mineral Area College actually 10th in the country, committing only 12 turnovers per game. 3:56 remaining in regulation. 54-35. Mack with its largest lead here of 19 points. Top of the key, that's Bethany Gilkey. She works it to Alex Vogt on the left wing, and they go back to the right wing to Sieseman. Sieseman looking underneath, and now a drive from the top of the key, just the left side of the lane, and Maya Wright with that quick first step. Nice work by her. She puts that bucket in with the left hand. And now 3:28 remaining in our contest. Right wing. That is Holmes. Holmes to Forbes. She's got it at the free throw line. Back out for Caitlin. Caitlin bounces underneath. Pass intended for Bussey, and she lost that one out of bounds. Mack leads by 17. 3:12 remaining in the fourth quarter. Mineral Area College really with a difficult stretch. Last Wednesday it was against Jeffco, so a couple days rest. But then you've got Three Rivers Saturday, Crowder today, at Vincennes Wednesday. So really a tough stretch over this last week, and that's with two players being injured right now for Mack, Mason McWilliams and Natalia Lalich. Neither one were able to dress out for this game. Bandemir goes right by the defender Williams, but she misses the layup, and Bell grabs a hold of the rebound. 2:50 remaining in the fourth. Kiana Williams behind the back, she goes, drives right of the lane, dribble weave handoff, that's for Holmes, ball poked out, Holly Forbes saves it from going in the backcourt. Holly now has it top of the key. Holmes, bounce pass. Bussey, count it. That is sharing.
How about that? North County to Central to Farmington.
Yeah, that was
some,
nice, wasn't
it? That's some good sharing there for the MAAA.
56-37. Mineral Area College once again by 19. And they've got the basketball, a chance to go on top by 20-plus. Bussey, three-pointer, missed it. Backside rebound. Holmes, pump fake. No. Forbes, right side. Yes! And she's going to the free throw line.
That's neat. I tell you what, another one where Bussey with the shot, Farmington, you get Central with the rebound and throw it off to Holly North County, and Holly scores.
Blackjack for Holly Forbes.
Yeah.
Holly's working on another 20-10 ball game. Forbes coming off a 27-16 performance in the loss to Three Rivers. She's got 21 points, 10 rebounds today. And she's going back to the free throw line for point number 22 coming up. Our free throw break brought to you by Caldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. They moved this down online at CaldwellBankerHolsey.com. And Kevin, we were kind of mentioning during that little segment right there, a tough stretch late in the year. You've got Three Rivers Saturday, 1 day arrest. Crowder today, 1 day arrest. Vincent on Wednesday after 1 day arrest. And that's when two players injured. So, boy, you can get through that gauntlet. Yeah. That's tough. It's a tough chore.
And then you got 2 days arrest, and then you got to stay fair. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And so, yeah, it's a tough stretch here. A lot of games in this week's time.
I guess what you could say about it is that at least four of the five final games of the regular season are at home.
Right.
That would be the good news in that department. So Holly Forbes to the free throw line, 21 for Holly already, and she's put Mack on top by 21, 58-37. And Forbes goes back to the free throw line looking for point number 22, and the lead would equal that margin as well if Holly can put this one in. Here's Forbes. And her free throw off the back of the iron. Couldn't hit it. 21, though, for Holly. And 58, 237. Mineral Area College by 21 points at the 210 mark of this fourth frame. Kinsley Payne going to come in next dead ball. Crowder basketball. Bandemir dribbling behind the arc. Right, left, left, right. Swings it over to Williams in the right wing. That three-pointer won't go. Battle for the rebound. Bussey and Vogt tied up. And the alternate possession will give it to the Rough Riders. Here comes Kinsley Payne in the ball game. Payne in and Holmes out. Kinsley, a 5'9 freshman from Viburnum. Averages a couple of points a game. Bandemir right of the bucket to put it in play. And a blocked shot that time by Kiana Williams, but they'd say she got a little wrist that time. Fourth one on Kiana. Forbes already had four, now Williams with four, but Coach Cuck somehow definitely managed the minutes when they got into foul trouble, and it worked out. In fact, with Forbes on the bench, there was a point in there where the other folks were extending that lead. Williams misses the second one, got the first one. Forbes has the rebound. And another double-double for Holly with 1:45 remaining here in the second half. Right wing pass to Payne, head of the circle. That's Williams. Holly's at the free throw line. High low to Bussey. Bussey has that one blocked. Forbes grabs the rebound. And Holly spins in the lane, takes it all the way through. Over the double team, missed it. I thought it was going down. And 1:20 remaining in the fourth quarter. Kevin, you think that Holly Forbes might be a candidate for National Player of the Week?
I tell you what,
type of week she's putting together.
Spectacular game Saturday, another good game tonight. So, yeah.
Here's a drive left of the lane. Williams misses the runner, and Kiana Williams taps the rebound to herself. Key is in traffic. One, two, three, four defenders she goes through this time. Fires it to the left corner. Bell, triple, missed it short. Backside rebound, Williams. And less than a minute to play in regulation. Lainey Bell rips it off. Length of the floor pass. Lainey picks herself up a steal. 45 seconds remaining in regulation. And Holly Forbes pounds the ball against the hardwood, brings it across the timeline. Over to Lainey on the left wing. Fires it out to Kiana. 17 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock as Mineral Area College leads by 20, and they have held Crowder to under 40 points as Bussey misses the straight-on 15-footer. 22 seconds remaining. Bandemir brings it up the floor, 58-28. Mack leading it by 20 points. Their largest lead has been 21. Maya Wright tries to get inside the arc. She's turned back outside. She's got it head-on now. Looks for another drive and stops. Forces it over to the right wing. Bandemir's three. And I think Kiana got a piece of that one. Maybe another blocked shot for Key. And on the rebound, a whistle. And this one's going against the Crowder Rough Riders with just 2.9 seconds to play. They'll go deep into their bench as Mineral Area College will just have to put this ball in play, let the final 3 seconds melt away, and notch their 20th victory of the year. And they get it to Kiana Williams, and that's exactly what happens, 58-38. And another defensive gem for these Cardinals, Kevin.
How about that? 38 points for the hold this team to. That's a good job, and it's been their motive all year long, holding their opponents to us. To low points and low shooting percentage.
The Mineral Area College Cardinals get a 20-win season for the first time in 3 years. Now 20-6 on the year, and the Cardinals 7-2 in Region 16, solidly in second place. The Crowder Rough Riders are now 12-16. They're 3-5 in region play, and Mineral Area College sweeps the regular season series. Coming up next, we've got your Home Pools and Spas postgame show right here on KREI. Thank you, Randy.
Doing good in the neighborhood with late night for less at Applebee's. Half price appetizers like boneless wings, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, and more. Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, general manager at Applebee's in Farmington. Daily happy hour drink specials with $1 hurricanes all month long. Plus, we have a sweetheart meal for two, February 14th through February 17th, for only $39.99. Go to Applebee's.com for a full menu and specific happy hour times. Doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at BryantRestorationCo.com.
Out of the circle is Wright. Wright plays it over to the left wing. Shipley has the three-pointer, blocked by Holmes. Holmes grabs it, racing the length of the floor. Right side layup, spins it in on the reverse layup. Kaitlyn Holmes with her first two. And that, my friends, is your McDonald's fast break of the game. Hey, that's our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game as well from Kaitlyn Holmes. The defense into the offense right there. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonuses, call Mike Welker, 1-800-851-5371. You're with us on the Home Pools and Spas post-game show as the Mineral Area College Cardinal Ladies get their 20th win of the year. They're now 20-6 on the season, 7-2 in Region 16 play, and they sweep the regular season series with the Crowder Rough Riders. We're going to take a look at some of the numbers now. We'll do scoring, and for the Rough Riders, Maya Wright gets 4-2 for Bethany Gilkey. Courtney Shipley has 6. Alex Vogt with 4. 14 for Ellie Williams, all in the second half. Aubrey Ayers has a pair. Megan Banamere with 6. The Cardinals are led by Holly Forbes, just like they are just about every night. And Holly puts in another spectacular performance with 21 points and 11 rebounds. Matt gets 6 points for Laney Bell. Claire Bussey has 5. Georgia Sedary had her offense going today with 10. Kiana Williams with 8, and Kaitlyn Holmes has 4. We've got a couple of good candidates for our Applebee's and Bar and Grill of Farmington Player of the Game, and Coach Briley Palmer says everything runs through Kiana. So let's go Kiana Williams for our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington Player of the Game. And, Coach, we've been able to say this a lot of times, especially during this 2019 portion of the season. You are just suffocating offenses. You hold somebody to the 38 points. I mean, you know the nuances of your defense. Kevin and I see the results. What do you think of the defensive performance today?
Right. You know, we've had some struggling with some injuries right now, so we didn't really know how we'd come out today just because it's just going to be such a different lineup and, you know, trying to decide do you go put more post or more guards or what. And so we were a little nervous about that, but I mean, by the numbers, yeah, how could you not be happy with 38 points?
Yeah, good defensive performance. And the two starters that you plugged in today with Wallach and McWilliams being injured are Bell and Bussey. Mm-hmm. And did you see some better defensive things maybe from them than they've showed? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that, you know, just with any of them that are coming in at this point are going to have to, you know, the more experience they get, the better. And hopefully that'll come along here now and give some confidence to, you know, they're getting these experiences. And then also we're getting to show them this stuff on film. And maybe, you know, where we've had to show it from Holly's perspective and tell everybody to look at it this way on the film, now they're actually getting to see themselves in these scenarios and they're able to, you know, figure it out themselves.
So your team was missing how many attempts from the three-point line today? For attempts, you've got Natalia Lalich, 168 coming in. Mason McWilliams at 105 coming in. So that's, 273 attempts from the three-point arc that you were missing today. You have 433 as a team. So they take well over half of your threes. but yet the percentage looks pretty good. You have Laney Bell hitting two first-half threes, Kiana Williams with a first-half three, and Georgia Sedari with two first-half threes. So maybe where you lack a lot of the three-point attempts that you had on the year, mm-hmm. the players that were shooting them did well for you today.
Yeah, and, you know, we'd, of course, like that number to be a little bit more up, but, you know, we can't hang our heads on 32%. That'll get us by, yeah. And, I mean, that's our 20th win, right? 20th win.
20th
yeah.
win. Yeah. There you so, go, yeah.
Yeah, you can't complain about that. And against, you know, Crowder's always going to compete and so it's Region 16, and we've got to finish strong here.
Georgia Sedari, I thought she was really sharp. She hit a couple of threes. She hit a covered-up 15-footer and a runner, too. Like, every shot either was challenged or, you know, was a not necessarily a difficult shot if it's an open three, but she seemed like she was seeing the ball go in pretty well today.
Yeah, her just having experience, like I said, is going to be huge for her. And being able to show her this stuff on film and what we want and how we want it and – you know, she's a good player and she has the idea for it. She's just got to get the time to get used to the speed and the difference of the game over here.
Talked a little bit about this with Coach Cuck on our pregame show. You know, it felt like heading into that Three Rivers game, you were just building steam every game and playing better and better. It was like you were kind of going up that hill and ready to meet that challenge. Weren't able to get the victory over Three Rivers. Is there a sense that you almost can exhale after that and say, okay, now let's just finish the season strong?
Yeah, definitely, especially with our two players out, and they're such a big part of this team, and you get nervous because you don't have them, and just putting two people in there just kind of in a shock situation and seeing what they're doing. And but, yeah, we're still on that track, whether they're hurt or not. And we're gonna be ready to compete when the time's ready.
You know, you talk about having a couple injuries. It's a tough time to do it because you have Three Rivers Saturday, one day of rest, Crowder today, one day of rest,
right.
Vincennes on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So it's a tough time to have some injuries. But yet your depth is developing too. Vincennes, generally a good team, perennially a very tough team. Mm-hmm. They came in here though, and you walloped them earlier this year, beat them by 23. Be a different challenge on the road, but be a tough game, I would think.
Definitely hard to play at Vincennes, and Harry has a great program there, and I think they fought some injury stuff here lately, and it'll be a challenge. You know, it's a winnable game, and we're still looking to give Mason and Nat some rest, and look forward for a state fair coming in here on Saturday, and we'll just go one game at a time and figure it out as we go. But right now it's just these girls that are getting to play just have a little bit more experience, and it can only make us better, especially when you get the win with, you know, the adversity that you're facing.
Bottom line, were you pleased with the way the team bounced back from the Three Rivers game?
Definitely, yeah. We could have hung our heads a little bit longer, and it would have put us in a bind here at the end. So this is a great win for us, and I'm really, really pleased.
Happy President's Day.
Yeah, thanks, Chad.
Riley Palmer joining us on our Home Pools and Spas post-game show right there, 58-38, Mineral Area College with a win, and one more home game, one more road game, and we'll bring Kevin Thurman in for one more thought right here as the MAC defense leads the way, 58-38, but you really get contributions kind of up and down the bench with Bussey and Bell in the ball game in that starting lineup. Sedari comes in for 10 points off the bench, and even though you're missing a couple of players with injury, the depth developing here late in the season for MAC.
That's exactly right. You know, this is a good test for MAC to see how their depth are going to perform, and we found out they're going to perform pretty well. Missing two starters. Reserves come in and play well, so this is good time, especially this week with this all these games they have this week.
Yeah, two more days to Vincennes, and then State Fair here on Saturday. The Mineral Area College men have two region games to conclude their regular season, and we will have their game on Wednesday night right here at the Bob Seacrest Fieldhouse against West Plains, and then both games on Saturday against State Fair. Congratulations to the Mineral Area College Cardinal Ladies, their 20th win of the year, 20-6 and 7-2 in Region 16 play. The final score for the final time, MAC 58, Crowder 38. For Kevin Thurman, I'm Chad Speaker. Our thanks to Jack Sadler back in the studio. I hope your team did well today. Now I'm going to go join mine.